Weiter in Shas, from Maseches Avodah Zarah, Daf Samach Zayin, picking up on Samach Zayin, five lines down. Next part of the Mishnah, we said, Zeh HaKlal, Kol Shebah Naso Benosin Tam. Anything, just to give you the full quote of what it said, is that anything that it's going to give Hano and it gives its taste, then Aser, Kol Shein Ben Naso Benosin Tam, the Mutzik and Mutter, Kol Chomet Shenofel Gabi Grisin, Chomet falls out, it's going to give it its Benosin Tam of Gam, and therefore is going to be Mutter. Says the Gemara, Alma Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Hachi Hilchasa, this is Allah. Even though we know Rabbi Meir disagrees with this and he says that that's also going to be us, so the bottom line is we pass him, no Santam of Gam is going to be Mutter. Rashi says, like straight up, no Santam of Gam, Mutter. If I'm Rabbi Dharma Shmuel, Lo Shanra, Lo Shanra, Flotel, Greece, and Roschin, when is this true? This din over here that we matir, the split beans that we had, the vinegar fell upon it, is only talking where the vinegar fell onto the hot split beans. Hot split beans, that's going to be a bad taste. If I'm not Flotel, Greece, and Sonin in, they heard Sichon, but it fell into grease and vinegar. If the vinegar fell into the cold split beans, and then he heated them up, then what happens is, if the chametz fell into it, then it becomes like it first made it better, and then it became bad. Rashi says nothing. The usher, and in such a case, it's going to be usher, because since the mutter food became usher when it gave the food in originally, it remains that way, even. That words gives us a bad taste. V'chein ki also Ravin, I'm a Rabbi Baruchana, Rabbi Yochanan. He also similarly said the loshan elishan nafal l'tol grease and roschin. When is this true that we said it's going to be mutter? It's only when it falls into when they're boiling hot. Avon nafal l'tol grease and sonin v'yotichan and fill into cold ones and then you heat them up. Naskim b'shish biach l'psal pagam. It's considered like it first became good and then it became bad. V'yasa is going to be also v'chein ki also avdimin. We said and so too when avdimin came. V'kachayu osin ba'arbe shabasas b'tzipari. And avdimin also says that they would do this on Erev Shabbos. On Erev Shabbos in Sipori, they would add vinegar to cold split beans to make it better. So, if Dimi's saying this to show that that type of thing is actually good for it, it tastes good. That's how they used to go out and actually prepare it. The Korner son Shechalaim, he used to call this Shechalaim, which is cress. We've seen that many times, but that's what they used to call it. Amareish Lakish, Zog the Heiliger. Reish Lakish, no satam of gam sha'am. This whole idea we talk about no satam of gam, lo sheyomru kedera zu, chasera melech, yisera melech, chasera tavin, yisera tavin. It doesn't mean that it's, oh, you know, now it's a little too much salt, it's a lacking salt, it's too much salt, it's lacking spice, it's too much spice. Elakol she'ein chasera klum. We're talking about, it's not lacking anything. It's totally salted fine, it's seasoned fine. Ve'inu nechaz v'prezeh, and still it can't be eaten. Because of the flavor that came in from the usher food. That's called Nosin Tam of Gam. Now, vegan dami, some learn this have a different version. No more shock, it's Nosin Tam of Gam. Shama, what you said. Enom kedir zu chaser mele chaser mele chaser kotavin yisera tavin. Ela hashta mia ha pagma. What do we say? That since right now, this stuff is going to make it that it's not good, right? As Rashi points out, since under the situation we're right now, the usher flavors is going to make it no good. Therefore, it's considered a situation no son of gam, and it's going to be mutter. Amar Rebbevo, Amar Rebbe Yochanan, kol shetaimo umamashu usher, any type of mixture, which the flavor and the taimo umamashu and the actual mamashes, it didn't get all destroyed or like some liquid that got swallowed up into it or it's finished, but it's actually mamashes in there. There, then what's going to be is going to be aser, love, and you get malchus if he goes and eats it, right? You have a certain amount, you know, it's going to be aser. And how much is that? When you have a kezias, the amount of time it takes to eat a pras. Achilas pras is a piece or half a piece of bread. If you eat in that amount of time, then you're going to get the smackdown. Beep, turn the page. Samach Zayin Amud Beis. Time of Lama Mashal. But if it just had the Tam, it didn't have the Mamashas. Rashi just could go in Chelev Shanafla Gedera. If you have fat, forbidden fat, which fell into Gedera. Or Chelev Shanafla Muach, it fell and it's melted. She'ain Mamashal Vein, it's not right there. Aser back in the Gemara. Aser Vein, look at love. It's Aser, but you don't get Malchus for it. Vim Rebo Time Livgam, but if he added a flavor that was going to be Livgam, it's going to make it taste no good, then Mutter. It's going to be Mutter. Rashi says, Ha Rebo Kula Mashma. Sha'afal Pisha Nifgam.
machmas davar acher im hoil iser zeh l'rabbos is a begam mutter. If it's going to increase it, then the taste of begam, it's going to be mutter. Now the Gemara says, hold on a second. V'leima im nasan tam levgam mutter. You should say, if it gave tam levgam, it's going to be mutter. What does he say if he added to it? What does that mean? Hakamash malan, the afagav, the ikam miliach v'naisa, the pagma v'adei, that is, even though there are other things that are going to make it taste disgusting along with it, and it's only because of the extra stuff that the usher food is now going to go and make it taste no good, it's still going to be motiv hilchasa kulishabasa the rishlakish, and the lacha is like the lishna basra, which is what we had mentioned in Amud Aleph. The ain, like Rashi points out, the ain omer chaser melech chaser melech. It's not talking about it's missing too much salt, it has too much salt, whatever it is. But right now, the bottom line, if it's a levgam, then it's going to be motiv. Omer avkana midivrei kulam nilmad from. The statements of all of this, right? That's all the people that we mentioned over here. That it says Rashi, Rabbi Huda, V'Rabbi Berachana, V'Rabbi Dimi, V'Rabbi Shlakish, V'Rabbi Avon. From all these people, we learn no saying tam levgam is mutter. If it's going to give a disgusting taste, it will be mutter, even if it's aser food. Amar le'abaye bishlam emekula lechayai. Okay. I get it that all of them, we learned this from Ella the Rish Lakish, but what a lucky thing can you learn out? Can you learn that from a Rish Lakish? Amru Ka'amar. Rish Lakish is speaking only of this idea that the rabbi said, Valei Losvili, but he himself doesn't actually hold of it. Now you can't learn that from what he's saying, because he's speaking what they would say, but not what he would say. Says the Gemara, Michal, the Ikel Amanda Amar, no sense of come Aser. The fact that you see me passing like this sounds like you're saying that the woman said the other one. Rashi is Michal de Ikel Magnana, but to me, I mean, the Itzchur Rikana, the Mimar, but difficult in the middle of Michal de Ikel Magnana, the Poly. It must be the someone that's like you're arguing on it. So the Gemara says, in Vatanya, we have a price which says so. Echa no sin tam lefgam, vecha no sin tam lishavach, usser. I don't care if it's lefgam or lishavach, it's still going to be usser. Divi Meir, that's what Meir says, we mentioned earlier. Rabbi Shimon Omer, lishavach usser, if it's no sin tam lishavach, if it's going to make it enhance the flavor, the usser food enhance the flavor, it's going to be usser. But lefgam, whatever it's on lefgam, then it's going to be mutter. My time to reason for Meir that he says no sedan of gam is still going to be aser. Gamar migiule avod odikachamim. He learns it out from the stuff that comes out of the kelim of avodah zarenix. That is why she says derachmana asrinu bekli bid midin dechsev kol davar sheyavo beish demas mahol v'nishtamish ovikachamim bekli chamim mutzalch artiach kedei lishirif el gil b'shabala. He's talking about the Yidden, the solis of pure, so precious, and the shamas from Yidden. When they came and they beat Midian, they brought back a lot of the stuff that they went along to when they went out to battle with them, and they brought all these different types of utensils along with them. And Hashem says to them, Kol davar sheyavo be'esh, tavir be'esh, retire. It's a kibbol kapach kachpoto. Whatever came with the water, so come to water. Through fire, to fire. Right? Through liquid, right? Basically, you have to cash your stuff the way that it went in. So what does he say? It says, the stuff that came out of the kelim of the avodah zarah are not no sin tam levgam. The lav no sin tam levgam hu, right? Is it because it's no sin levgam yet? Still, rashi's b'tamia da pshita on kol tafshil shalon laila echad nifgam time of avodah zarah. So, after something's left in a dish for a while, for 24 hours, all night, whatever it is, then it's going to be no sin of gam. And still, Vasachman the Torah asked it. Sachanam, must be here also. Loshna, there's no difference, and therefore, even no sin of gam is going to be aser. V'idach, Rav Shimon, who says that it's going to be mutter. Kedir Rav Huna, Barid Rav Chia. Dam Rav Huna, Barid Rav Chia. Lo aser Torah, Ela Kedir Basioma. When it talks about the Midyan, the Torah only asked the Kli that was used that day, the Lo Levgamu, because it's not Levgam. So it's talking about a case when it was that day, and that's why it's still Aser. V'idach, what does he say? Why, if it's, if it was just that day, why should he say that it's going to be Aser? It should be, well, right, okay, if it's that day, then you don't have a raya, but it's in Levgam. Kedir Basioma, Nami, Yev, said Lo Pagam Porta, even if it's that day, it can't be that a little bit didn't become Pagam. Like a little bit of that absorbed stuff as it stayed there for hours, then become Pagam, yet we still say that it's Aser. Must be no Levgam, it's Aser. Rav Shimon, my time, what's your name of time? He says it's going to be Motor, the time, it's in a Raisa. Lo Soklu Kol Nevela. The Torah says you can't eat any Nevela. That's an animal that was not shechted properly, it didn't have proper shechita, it died. Or shechta, but improperly. We're going to give it to a ger, give it to him, and he's allowed to go and he's allowed to eat it. Kol ha-ru'uya leger kuriya nevela, which is telling what? That anything which is fit for a ger is going to be called, meaning a ger toshav, is going to be called a nevela, and therefore it's going to be aser. Peep turn the page. Samaches amid aleph. However, she'ein re'uya leger, ein akri nevela. Whatever is unfit to be eaten by a ger, toshav, is not called a nevela, and therefore will be mutter. Rashi says, she'esvicha, became gross. Alma mide ifkem, but talisur, from the past became pogom, it is now mutter. Rabbi Meir, what is he saying now? Why does he not learn out from this din, that a nosetan of gam will be mutter? Because he says, no, that pasuk is coming to teach us something that was originally nasty, right? It's the iser doesn't take effect on an animal that was never fit to be eaten by a Jew at all. It had boils on it when it was still alive, and therefore it was never able to be eaten from the moment it died. But let's say it was fit to be eaten. It could have been eaten, it's just not kosher at the time of death. And the vela Isser now took effect, the Isser remains in effect even if it becomes nasty afterwards and becomes unfit to be eaten. Rabbi Shimon, and what is Rabbi Shimon? Why does he disagree? Srucha meikara lo tzricha miyuta. You don't have to be mamayit that type of case over there to accept it from the Nevela Isser. Afra b'dalmo, because it's just like dirt over there, right? So the pasuk must mean to exclude even the Nevela was originally fit for being eaten and spoiled only later. Okay, my friends, we're not done, but we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.